This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. As we look for ways to spend our time outdoors, how about helping out our pollinators and building a bee home? Let's first establish they're not going to sting you, but don't place them on your house either. Certainly planting flowers is a must, but so is building a nest for them. 30% of bees are cavity nesting. They'll live in hollow stems or holes in wood. There are pre-made nests, but these are often more cute than useful, says the University of Minnesota Extension's Bee Lab. You can use dried plant stems. They must be dead, not the bees, the stems. They should be dried for at least a year, and they must be broken. A bee can't cut through those sedum stems or whatever you use. The stems should be about 1/8 to 1/2 inch in diameter and about 5 to 8 inches long. Stems can be left in the ground or can be bundled together and secured to something so they don't move or fall over. The bundle can be either horizontal or vertical. Keep it in a partly shaded environment out of windy areas. Once the bees have done their thing and left the stem, replace it with an unused one. An important piece to know is that stems should be set out in the spring and left through the winter until the next summer so the bees have time to develop and emerge. I'll have much more on bee nests and a link to the bee lab on gardenbite.com. Mason bees are one of the nesters. I'll have pictures, some favorite pollinator flowers, and much more. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to creeksidesoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.